Okay, I'm back. Sorry for the wait, everybody. I've been so busy. But, you know, every I'm getting flustered already. It's fucking 30 seconds in and I'm like, oh my god. Okay, so I've been wanting to post for a while now, but I keep getting really flustered and embarrassed, and I'm like, I can't do it. So I'm making myself do it because I have some things to talk about, and they're still fresh right now, and I want to get them out. So yeah, casual segue, here we are. I have made a new discovery, or I guess a new admittance. So, I am a kitten, primarily, and I've always been really offended at the fact that I've been enjoying puppy play. You know, the classic cats versus dog things always got me right in my ego, where I'm like, no, you'll never call me a puppy. But damn, is it good. I had a playmate that I was playing with pretty recently, and I barked like a dog. I barked like a fucking dog, and it was so good. I was on all fours, and my playmate was like, bark for me. And, you know, I tried at first, and I literally, it was like I was stopped from doing it. I could not. And I told my playmate, I was like, I'm afraid to be loud. And, like, do it. And then smacked my ass, and it just came out. And, oh! It was like my whole body lit on fire. My brain just, like, almost completely shut down. It was like I just unhinged. I could not think straight. And I was sore for like 4 days. I came so hard. I was sore for 4 days. And like the whining and the barking and the doggy style, it went straight to my head, and it has not gotten out of my head in a week. It's been an entire week, and I'm literally, like, my legs are clenching right now. I'm probably gonna have to start touching myself pretty soon, because it is impossible not to get all heated up thinking about this. Like, just, everything from head pats to belly rubs to getting fucking railed doggy style and barking like a dog. And there's also some other stuff that I want to try. Like, I'm embarrassed to say it. I have this problem where I get really flustered and can't talk. Which I guess would be good for a puppy, wouldn't it? Oh. Oh my god. Okay. This is exactly what it sounds like in real time. Okay. What was I talking about? In my head right now, it's just like a montage of everything that happened. I so badly need to be somebody's puppy again. That was amazing. Like, I didn't think it would do this much for me. But it's been a week, and everything's clenching still. Okay. I'm completely derailed. Where was I? Should I just get my vibrator?
Yeah.
This got derailed pretty quick. I went into puppy space and now I'm too horny to talk. I guess my hand will do. For now. I really, really need a play session with my master. I have been desperately horny for a week now. I mean, I've even caught myself whining like a puppy. I mean, I've done that for a long time, but just like all the time. I'm so needy. I'm so needy. And all I can think about are those perfect hands just touching me all over, making my brain go numb and... Oh, fuck. God. I just want to be a good girl again. I want to be a good puppy. It's a shame you can't see me. I'm sure I'm blushing like crazy right now, jamming my face into the pillow and trying to hide as if you guys can't hear me. But it's not the same. It's just not the same as when somebody else touches me. I mean, it's good, but... God. I don't think I've talked about my spit-roasting fantasy before, have I? How I just fucking love the... it's weird to say, but like the feeling of panic. When there's a cock down my throat and I can't do anything about it. And how, like, I can feel it twitch and I have a terrible gag reflex, so there's downsides to it. But I've been working really hard. I've been working so hard to make it better and I've improved a lot. I want to get to the point where, you know, you can just shove it right down my throat and I won't freak out or anything. Because I want to know that my master feels good fucking the back of my throat like that. And then the dream is to get so good at that I can have someone else fuck me from behind at the same time. So that I can just let my brain go... Let my brain just blue screen while I am getting wrecked, ruined. It just sounds so good. It sounds so good. I have been not letting myself come for a few days now, just to build that frustration so that when I do go to see one of my masters again, it can feel extra good. I don't know if that's how it works, but it's nice to pretend at least. Though I'm sure it does. It probably does. Oh. Something I've always been embarrassed to share is, I want to be trained. I do. I want to give my master control over me so completely that I can just sit, roll over, beg, crawl, all that fun stuff without even thinking about it, you know? The idea of being a good girl like that. It's something I've been very embarrassed about. Because it sounds so silly to me to want to be so beneath somebody else like that. But God, is it hot? It's so hot. Just a collar and a leash, and I've even thought about dog bowls. I've thought about it. I'm hesitant, of course, but that's just my nature. I'm very flustered all the time, and I get embarrassed. I do. I just want a master that can talk me through that and tell me it's okay to be embarrassed. You still gotta listen. And I really do want to listen. I am a good girl. I'm such a good girl. I want to be a good girl always. I never really understood brats. I think the brattiest thing I do is, sometimes I'll get a little impulsive and I'll bite. I'll just, on somebody. As a treat. I'm such a sweetheart. It's so... ugh. Giving myself cavities over this. I'm too sweet. I don't know where I was going with that. I've been trying to be nicer to myself. I think it's... the only person that should be degrading me is my master. Yeah. Well, I think 15 minutes of this is probably enough for you guys. Unless you want more, do tell me. I thrive off of attention. Clearly. I'm here begging as... begging for puppy play. But I'm a kitten! Oh! K.
Can I be both? I am both. I can be both.
Okay. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to me. I hope that your day or night is as beautiful as you are. Mwah.